Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Farming is more than a livelihood. It's a legacy. Simplot was founded by a hardworking farmer like you over 90 years ago, and we've been growing America's farms for generations. With local crop advisors grounded in your success, Simplot Grower Solutions is in your fields and by your side. We dig in deep to pinpoint what you need, where you need it, when you need it, even when the forecast is unpredictable. Find your local crop advisor at SimplotGrowerSolutions.com.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show, held each spring, and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 7th through 9th at Expo Square. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Shows, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
Well, while covering the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Convention, our Oklahoma Farm Report intern Macy Carter had the opportunity to sit down and visit with Rick Reimer. He's the executive director at the Oklahoma Soybean Board. They discuss what's next for the Soybean Board and how they're looking to continue growing the industry.
This is our outreach, part of our education outreach, and the promotion education coordinator is a career teacher who has a lot of experience in the classroom, and we were going to the classrooms to do classroom sessions for students to educate them about soybeans and the uses, but we couldn't get to all those classrooms, and so we changed our focus to educating the educator. So the Soybean Spectacular, we will bring elementary, even middle school, and some high school teachers to Stillwater, put them up for the night. Then we'll have all day with curriculum. We teach them how to use the curriculum and then give them about $200 worth of supplies to take back to their classroom. We have one called Chick-a-Doodle-Doo, and we give them a chick incubator and all the necessary supplies and curriculum to hatch chickens. And we do that because animal agriculture is our number one customer. So teachers love these workshops, and it's a chance for them to get together and also to pick up curriculum and supplies that they can use back in their classroom.
Reimer said half of the money collected at the Oklahoma Soybean Board is sent to the national organization.
And with the collective money from all the states, they can do really big projects to do new uses. And that's how we expand demand for soybeans is in all the new uses. And those new uses of everything from biodiesel, soy ink, soy paint, soy plastics, and then uses for the soybean meal, it's almost endless. We call it the miracle crop of many uses.
For more information on the Oklahoma Soybean Board, you can go to oksoy.org. Well, Ron Hayes is covering the summer business meeting for NCBA. Let's check in with him and get a report.
Oklahoma rancher Jimmy Taylor is the chairman of the Cattlemen's Beef Board here in 2023. At the summer business meeting of the cattle industry, the Beef Board looking at the projects that are now underway utilizing beef checkoff dollars. Taylor says, first of all, Beef Board members are looking at what the dollars are working on right now.
We will have a meeting called the Checkoff Highlights where contractors will come in and tell us how the current projects are coming. That fiscal year ends September 30th.
And then Taylor says they'll have the opportunity to consider extending current projects or looking at new ideas for the new fiscal year.
Our Beef Promotion Operating Committee, which selects which projects that we will do for fiscal year 24, that will happen in September, but we get the first look at them at this meeting.
CBB Chair Jimmy Taylor. I'm Ron Hayes.
You've got farm news on Ron.
Hey, Oklahoma. Monica Collison here with Union Mutual Insurance. For 85 years, Union Mutual has been the preferred choice for insurance in rural Oklahoma. We've been here with you through the storms, the good times and the bad, and will continue to stand with you and by you in this great state of Oklahoma. When it's time to insure your rural property, give us a call or visit us at unionmutualic.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.